Good morning, everyone. It's wonderful to be here with you and have the opportunity to share. So hopefully it's just me who is disturbed and not everyone else. Chun-Wei emailed yesterday morning to ask for some support for today, and it was a very busy day yesterday, so I didn't have a whole lot of time to prepare, which is perhaps best, and so I will share what I can with you today about conscious breathing. And it's wonderful to have your picture, Chun-Wei, to see your smile and have you on my screen. So, thank you. So, yesterday I had the opportunity to practice breathing a lot, particularly after receiving Chun-Wei's email inviting me to be his backup for today, just in case there were any technical difficulties, which seem to have manifested. So I had the opportunity to breathe in receiving the email and the opportunity to breathe with my sitting in the morning with my wife, Margaret, and the opportunity to breathe on my bicycle ride on the way to work in the morning, and the opportunity to breathe through my day at work, and the opportunity to breathe through some restructuring of our office flow during the day. So a busy day at work. And coming home to breathe through the flat tire on my bicycle and the walk that I had on the way home, and to breathe through the small sangha that Margaret and I have with my mother on usually Wednesday evenings, but currently we've moved it to Friday for a few weeks while we have another practice on Wednesday nights, and the opportunity to breathe through the pleasure of having Bruce Campbell come and visit us last night and share dinner and company and conversation and our hearts over dinner and afterwards. So that's pretty much been the preparation for my sharing today. Lots of practice in breathing. And I had in mind to share a short guided meditation as well for you. So I'll maybe make this just a little bit briefer, a little bit more brief. Since we've already had a lovely guided meditation from Antonio. But I would like to share this briefly. So if you would, again, just close your eyes for a moment and come back to your breath and invite you to just hold the quality of your breath as we breathe together for just a few lines. Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know I am breathing out. In, out. Breathing in, I recognize the quality of my breath. Breathing out, I smile to the quality of my breath. Quality of breath, smiling. In, out, happy, thank you. So, dear friends, I was so delighted when I heard that these were Thay's first words that he spoke as we're beginning this year of study and beginning to explore the practice of the full awareness of breathing again. That our teacher's first words would be a teaching from this sutra, and that he would be pointing us back to the fundamentals of our practice, to return to the present moment, to come back to our breath, to come back to our body, and to recognize the conditions for happiness, and to offer gratitude. It's a wonderful teaching for Thay's first oral teaching in over a year, and this made me smile. This practice of conscious breathing is such a simple practice, and yet so difficult. And I'm feeling very happy that that our sangha and our sanghas and our practice together with this series for this year is right in line with what Tha is teaching again now from his recuperation. I don't know how many of you have had the opportunity to read this wonderful novel by Ruth Ezeki called Tale for a Time Being. But if you haven't had a chance to read it, I recommend it. And in it, one of the characters talks about how mindful breathing, conscious breathing, is a superpower. And she gives this superpower as a gift to her granddaughter, who is suffering greatly from what is happening in her life. And the grandmother pronounces it supapawa. And I really recognize that in my practice as well and in my life, that this conscious breathing really is that kind of superpower, something with which we can change ourselves and change the world. And when I think about superheroes, at the moment, Superman is my favorite. It doesn't have to be Superman. It could be Superwoman as well, or Superboy or Supergirl. I guess Superdog also would qualify. Because the superpower, like conscious breathing, is inherent in us. We hold it, and it's a gift of life, just the way Superman's power was a gift of the sun here on this planet. He was connected to this power and didn't have to do anything but recognize its presence. And it's the same for us. If we can recognize that this is there, that this power is present in our lives, that we can touch it whenever we like, then we really have the opportunity to change the world by recognizing what is present. If we can stop, and that's kind of the first aspect of conscious breathing, is bringing ourselves home and creating that space. Viktor Frankl shared in his book Man's Search for Meaning that there's a space between stimulus and response, and that within that space is our ability to choose, and that in that choice is the key to our growth and our freedom. And I very much see that in our practice, that as I begin to cultivate the capacity to slow down, the capacity to stop and recognize what is there, I can recognize what may be the source of my suffering. I can recognize what may be the source of my joy and my happiness. And cultivate the insight to actually be able to impact those things, to know what to do from my insight. We're talking a lot about this today. Nancy and I were sharing before our sitting this morning about our weeks and talking a little bit about what was going on. And may I share a little bit of what we were discussing? Okay, thank you. And Nancy is and her partner are going through a difficult time with her mother, who has just moved into a care facility for the first time, moving out of her home and into a long-term care facility, and struggling with that. And out of that, there's a lot of anger, probably based in fear and worry about what will become of her and how she'll be taken care of. She's receiving this thing that's happening in her life in a difficult way, and she's pouring that out to her daughter, Nancy's partner, Julie, and in turn to Julie as well. And a lot of suffering is being created because of the way that she's receiving this difficulty, this challenge in her life. And we were talking about how Nancy's been able to kind of offer a different way of receiving her mother-in-law's energy and to hold that and to support her partner in that and to recognize that she's, you know, manufacturing this out of what's happening by the way she's receiving what's happening in her life. And how grateful, I think this is coming from Thursday night, I guess, how grateful she is to have this practice, to be able to stop, to be able to breathe, and to be able to create the space to receive this in a way that she can be supportive and offer something different in return. So, yeah. And if we don't have that ability, if we don't develop this capacity to slow down, to stop and recognize what's there, then we get caught in our suffering the way her mother is caught in her suffering right now. And we can't see our way through. We don't know how to nourish ourselves in a way that will help us overcome that, to nourish ourselves in a way that will balance that. So I recognize that my breathing is a little bit fast because I'm a little bit nervous. Even with all your smiling faces here, So just wanted to share that. It's my breath is a bit shorter and a bit more shallow at the moment, and my body temperature is going up, and I can feel a little bit of perspiration on my head as well. My chin's a little shiny. You may have noticed. This is what happens when my anxiety level goes up. We were sharing last night with my mother. We have a what we call the 3M Sangha that meets once a week via Skype, which is my mother, Margaret, and Matt, 3M. She is a big fan of Thais, and loves to read and practice, but she lives also in a retirement community and doesn't have a lot of friends to practice with there. So we offered this sangha for her so that she would have a chance to practice along with us. And she's also following this this teaching cycle that we're on. And so we get together once a week and sit for an hour where we have a chance to sit and then discuss what might be going on, questions that come up with the practice or what we're experiencing. And she also was expressing how much gratitude she has for this practice. And how she wishes that she had had a chance to connect with this before my father passed away. He had quite some difficult energy and was very challenging for her to be in that relationship, which she was in for over 50 years. And she, in reflecting, shared that she wished she had known about this practice so that she could have received his energy in a different way, so that she had had the space, had the capacity to stop and to recognize where his energy was coming from, so that she could respond to it in a different way, so that she could hold it in a different way. And when she shared this, she was in tears. I think both of joy and sadness that she didn't have the opportunity to learn this practice when she really could have made a difference in someone's life who was suffering greatly. So, yeah, I'm very inspired by this and by the potential that we have. When I look around the world and I see what we're working with, what challenges are facing us right now, with the challenges to our environment, our physical environment, and the health of the earth. When I think about the challenges that are there for relationship to race and economic status in this country and throughout the world. And when I think about the challenges that we face in conflict throughout the world, it's very clear to me that we need a lot of people who are capable of being calm and having the capacity to stop and having the capacity to look deeply into what is present, what energy is there, what conditions have contributed to create the situation that we're in right now, and what we might be able to do about that. We've, in the past couple of months in our Sangha here in Denver, have been looking at the presence of white privilege in our lives. And in this process, recognizing what a difficult conversation this is to have, and how hard it is for us to see beyond our own personal experience of the world. And we're having this conversation in the context of Sangha, sharing together in a group of mindfulness practitioners. And yet it's very difficult to see our own energy around this, to recognize even its existence when we've been immersed in its existence culturally all our lives. And we have a pretty white sangha in Denver. Not completely, thank goodness, but it's pretty white. And when we see how difficult that conversation is to have, how difficult it is to recognize what's present, it makes me very grateful for this practice and for this teaching. When we look at the sutra as a whole, it takes us all the way through what we need to look at in order to begin to understand and I guess today I'm going to try to just stick with conscious breathing. But as the year unfolds, as we look at the schedule for our talks, we'll be working with each of the 16 exercises in the sutra in raising our awareness. But the core of that, the foundation of that, is just learning how to stop, how to slow down, how to be present with what's there, beginning with our breath, recognizing its presence, and then being invited to recognize the quality of our breath. What's there? Is it going a bit deeper into our awareness of our breath? And we can go a bit deeper into that as well. There's a wonderful gatha that is offered, that Thay offers in this in the beginning of Breathe, You Are Alive. And I would just like to share that now. So perhaps again we can just take a moment and close our eyes and come back to our breath. Let the Buddha breathe. Let the Buddha walk. I don't have to breathe. I don't have to walk. The Buddha is the breathing. The Buddha is the walking. I enjoy the breathing. I enjoy the walking. The Buddha is the breathing. The Buddha is the walking. I am the breathing. I am the walking. There is only the breathing. There is only the walking. There is no breather. There is no walker. Peace while breathing. Peace while walking. Peace is the breathing. Peace is the walking. So with this energy as our foundation, the question that is arising for me is, am I or do I want to be the author of my life, or do I want to just be one of the characters in the story? And I think in this practice, in this developing this capacity for stopping, for awareness, and for insight, we have the opportunity to become the authors of our story rather than just a character in the story. we have the opportunity to choose where we would like to go, what we would like to manifest. And in making that choice, we can not only change ourselves, but we change the world at the same time. The privilege that we have is to have touched this practice, have had an opportunity to encounter this practice and this amazing teacher and this sweet, sweet community that we're part of. So as I look into the year coming up in this practice that we'll do together, this is the question that's arising for me is, what do I want my story to be? What do I want that to look like? How would I like to change myself? And how might I like to change the world? So with that, I think I have spoken long enough for today, and thank you for your patience and for allowing me to fill in for Chanhui. I wish you all a wonderful remainder of your weekend and look forward to being with you again next month.